Well, it's 4:51 a.m. South African time on this beautiful Monday morning. I'm so happy, Haji Abu Yusuf. You know why? So many listeners are fasting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept whoever is fasting today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Yes, I did play that clip of our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah, where Mufti Sab says, you can fast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, or Wednesday only because of Shabi Barat, Tuesday night. We said it's a beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning. 17 days left for the holy, blessed month of Ramadan. And today is the 13th of Sha'ban, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved teacher, respected honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 13th of Sha'ban, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 25, Suratul Furqan, verses 56 and 57. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ, and we have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibana Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun we as a symbol of respect and reverence, and Almighty Allah stamping His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Wherever Almighty Allah uses the terminology we, the royal pronoun, it's something the entire universe creation cannot do. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, we created the heavens and the earth. Who can create? They can't even create a single fly. So Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 21, verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. So similarly, yeah, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا, we have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a personality, the greatest, most precious, most beloved to Allah, إِلَّا Mubashira, you keep on giving glad tidings to the people who comply, adhere with the message and to the messenger, and for them this glad tidings, good news, wanazira, and a warner, but warner with love and compassion for those who reject and deny the message and the messenger. So all the prophets and messengers were giving good news and warning the people, but it was for a specific time, specific place. The distinction, unique feature of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was his message, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was global, international, for all times, all places, all circumstances. So that is the unique feature. Even today, the Master, alayhi salatu salam, speech, Mubarak, and advises a glad tidings from time to time, and a warner with love. So that is what we need to understand. It is not due to time constraint of a certain time or certain place. Nay, for all times, all places, all circumstances. Thereafter, me and you, that we will say, okay, I did this job, what is my wages, what is my perks, what are my incentives? When the prophets, peace be upon them, are selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people, then remember that you will find that they always say, in ajriya illa alallah, my reward is by Almighty Allah. So Almighty Allah commands Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kul, say, ma as'alukum alayhi min ajr, I do not ask you for any wages, any reward, any recompense, O people. People, illa man sha'a an yattakhidha ila rabbihi sabila, except for that person there, that he must get connected to his sustainer, nourisher, provider, sabila, and must join the right path. So that was the message of the messenger, to join the hearts of the people to the creator and bring them to monotheism and Islam. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded people and said, la as'alukum alayhi ajra, I do not ask you for any wages, illa al-mawaddata fil qurba, but you must love my kith and kin, my family. Surah 42 and verse number 23. So there we find it very, very clearly, Almighty Allah mentioning all these type of lessons for me and you. So the aim of the messenger was to connect the creation, human beings, jinn, towards the creator. Let us take you around the world and give you all the news. Didn't I tell you last week that all these countries, they must pay reparations for what they did? Remember that. Now the people in California, America, they heard about this. I don't know. So remember, they are proposing in U.S., in the state of California, there are 50 states there, that they will pay $360,000 per person, the black people there, because of slavery and what they did to their forefathers and ancestors and so forth, provided that they can prove it and so forth. So that's a good step. Obviously, it won't pay for everything, but at least to a certain extent, remember this, how they tortured them, murdered them, and so forth. Then you go to Pakistan, remember the Pakistan Choro Ki Hukumat is a government filled of crooks, you must remember that, and they were the foreign stooges installed there by America and the Western powers. So they have banned Imran Khan. They said any TV station that carries any news, any lectures, any interviews with Imran Khan, the leader of the opposition, then they will be fined heavily. So you can see that they want to marginalize him. The more they try that, the more people will vote for him. It's a foolish thing on their behalf. Oh, you Jutlas, oh, you settlers, oh, you Zionists, listen to all this news. How Allah Ta'ala humiliates a person, disgraces him in the entire world. One side, they tell us, Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu, the longest-serving prime minister, not prime minister, sorry, crime minister of Israel. No pilot in Israel, no crew want to take him, BB, from there, Tel Aviv, to Rome, Italy. They say, we don't want to take you. We're not going to take you. So he must make some other flight arrangements beside El Al, the Israeli national airline, because they say, you are causing so much harm to our country, Israel. Can you believe that? That is what you call, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, how Allah gives honor to whomsoever He wishes, and how Allah disgraces and humiliates. The Israeli army chief also warned BB that this reform of yours, then the people in the army will not serve the IDF. The battle for the soul of Israel is on. BB and his righteous government Haaretz government, Haaretz newspaper writes that the gang of thugs, the current government is who? The gang of thugs. And they say if they go ahead, Israel will become a banana republic. So the battle for the soul of Israel is on. Those people marching 200,000, 250,000, 300,000. One thing is definite. They were all over 200, 250,000 or 300,000. So they are, every week is getting more, the ninth consecutive week. So the question we need to ask as Muslims, as human beings, when the massacre was going on there in Hawara, and there where the whole world saw who are the real terrorists in the world, the question arises, where were the Israeli police? Where were the Israeli army? So they want chaos to go on, and Palestinian life, Palestinian property means nothing to them. So that is the truth of the matter. See India. India is a powerful player now. So India and Russia, they're cutting deals. Now they bought so much oil from Russia, record levels. And America, nobody can tell them. They can just discourage them, but they know they need India also. So that is how the world politics works today. Didn't I tell you before this? Now listen to this guy. He wants to become the governor, you see, of Kentucky. Listen to his name, Jeffrey Young. Jeffrey Young gave a talk the other day during this week. He said American leaders are generally stupid people. Didn't I tell you that? Now it's coming from the horse's mouth. American leaders are stupid. You must remember who said so. Jeffrey Young said so. And the American masses are also like that. They worse, in fact. So you must remember, in Iraq, remember, they want to make a ban and there must be no more import-export of alcohol. But the Christian party there is now objecting on that. So what they want to object, you must remember. He was a person, and he was the president, you must remember, there in Venezuela, Hugo Chavez. He ruled from 1999 to 2013, and a great supporter of Palestine. And remember that in the weekend, they had wonderful marches in his memory. They said Hugo Chavez was the right leader for Venezuela. So in Caracas, they had this. They remember him, what he did to America. What he did to Israel, how he brought Bush to his knees and said no oil and so forth. So he was a great leader. I'm not speaking of Islam and that now. I'm speaking of a person who stood up for the Palestinians. So we need to know that. Today we're going to enjoy another circus. More actors will be coming on the scene. They say today, 7 o'clock, they will be telling you that the new ministers and the reshuffle. You can't bring here, remove people and bring other people who are incompetent, just like those or worse. So you must remember, go read the articles I sent out yesterday of the Sunday Times to the groups and the Telegram and so forth. These guys who write, I must tell you, they write very good. So I haven't met them, I don't know them, but if something is good, we have to say it's good. They hit the nail on the head. And for you Muslims, tonight is the 14th night. Look at the full moon in its glory and beauty. Those of you fasting today, very good, 13, 14, 15, and that is Sunnah. And if you don't fast today, no problem, you fast tomorrow and Wednesday. You don't fast tomorrow, so at least on Wednesday fast, so that is Mustahab Sunnah also. Some ulama say Mustahab, some say Sunnah, and tomorrow night is the auspicious big night of 15th night of Shaban. I will be there in Pietermaritzburg, inshallah, at Masjid al-Salihin after Isha, and that program only will be broadcast live on Markaz Sahaba. All the other lectures, remember, will just be for the people there and will not be live on the radio. Our program for today, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, with Mawlana Zahid Khan, we discuss Malawi, and then 1 o'clock to 1:30, inshallah, after the Zohar Azan. Today we start with chapter 95. 5 and Surah At-Teen, Wat-Tini Wa-Zaytun. And thereafter, inshallah, from the archives, 2 to 2.30, our trip to Wits University. And tonight, 8 to 10, the live Q&A with Maulana Arafat Atiyah and myself, inshallah al-Aziz. So that's our lineup for today, inshallah.
I see Raymond says, AK, if I learn your Islam and quote your holy Quran in Arabic, will I be a sinner if I remain a Christian? Ustad?
No, you will not be a sinner. In Lebanon, in other parts of the world, they are Christians and their mother tongue is Arabic. So you must remember that you must read the Quran without a jaundiced eye, and read the Quran and beg the one and only supreme being and creator and the only one worthy of worship. O Almighty, you guide me, show me the true light. Just reading it, quoting it is not enough for your salvation. You have to believe in it. Islam is not Jannah, Islam is Manna. In Urdu we say Islam is not just knowing, know the facts and the nay. Islam is submission, surrender, lovingly, willingly, sincerely to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and to Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So yes, you can do that if you know the Arabic language, but don't misquote it and don't distort the message. But the most important thing every human being, 8 billion plus, should be thinking about, in which life is my salvation? That is the main issue. What answer will we give our beloved Creator on the day of justice?
I see Luke says, but how many times has the Turkish military tried to overthrow Erdogan? And why have they been unsuccessful? Ustad, Luke.
You must remember that you don't know Biden. What Biden said? Biden said, I'm going to get even with Erdogan and I will cause the Turkish people harm, in the sense, whoever supports him and so forth. You know, this year is 2023. Go back 100 years and officially you must remember the Khilafat, that the Ottoman Empire was brought to its knees. And remember, who did all this? The same Arabs who sold out Islam, you must remember this. And Mustafa Kemal Ataturk, the Murtad and Satan and Lucifer in human form, when he died in 1938 November, even the land and the sand did not accept him. And you must remember, they just put him in some marble box and left him there. So that is what happened. So now 100 years on, so Erdogan is bringing little bit Islam compared to all of them. So there, if you've been to Turkey, you will know, you got secularists, you got communists, you got people who are anti-Islam and anti-Muslim. So therefore, it's only Allah's mercy, and now the tide is turning. Everywhere the tide will turn for those people who are sincere. Afghanistan is coming up. Look at Afghanistan. I'll give you an easy example. Afghanistan, you know all the turmoil they went through. You know the American haramis were there. You must remember that. You don't know what harami means, a big B. So remember, 48 countries, and they got the threshing, whooping of their life, and then they had to leave from there and so forth. So they plundered and looted the country. But look at their currency. So remember, if you take Afghanistan's rupee, then it is what, 90 or so. So to the dollar, and you take Pakistan, is 270. So 3 times more. So imagine this type of things there. So wherever the West wants to humiliate the Muslims and suppress them, now they're rising from the ashes. You look at Afghanistan, you look at Palestine, you look at Turkey, all this. So definitely things are looking very positive for those people who are aligning themselves with true Islam. And those who are sitting on the fence, they are committing a major offense, and they are the ones who are getting disgraced and humiliated all the time. So now there will be elections on 14 May this year, and remember that the opposition is split, and therefore they're handing the elections on the platter to Erdogan. We hope and pray that he will continue ruling, although Israel hates his guts, although America hates his guts, and remember this, and even Europe and NATO members hate him. You know that Sweden, they hate his guts. And you know that they hate why he has such close ties with Putin. So everybody wants, you must become their subservient to them, to America, Europe, that he says, go to hell, why must I do that? How India is playing the game, we can also play the game. So that is the real politic, brother.
Mm-hmm. I see. The brother says, what happened to Saddam Hussein, Ustad?
Saddam Hussein is history. You must carry on with the geography, my brother. We say President Saddam Hussein, rahimahullah, Allah Jalla wala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. He passed away as a part of the Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. He never allowed the Kuffar Shias to raise their head. Any Shia raised his ugly head, Saddam would put them away, and that was the right thing to do. Yes, he committed other crimes, but remember that. Which president, prime minister today didn't commit crime? Show me. And remember, at least he put some nice, you must remember, missiles and all that straight into Israel. The only Arab leader in modern time to do that. So you must remember, we make dua for him, and President Hafiz Mohammed Morsi of Egypt, we say that these were two great people and rulers, but remember, the West made sure they get rid of them. Do you know when he was being executed, who was there? Muqtada Sadr was there, and his enemies, the Kuffar Shias, were there. So Americans were there, all that. On Eid day, they said they're giving a gift to the Muslims. Remember that. One day, Bush and Blair will be hanged on Christmas Day, and then it will be a good gift for them as well.
Somebody says, Ustaz, for how long are we allowed to keep the deceased body at home before burial, Ustad?
It's haram to keep it so long. You must remember 20 hours, 24 hours, 30 hours, all that. All this business of transferring the body from overseas to here. People pass away here, then they take the body to Pakistan, Bangladesh, Egypt, Morocco, or whichever country. All haram, all this, to bring the body back to South Africa. Do you know what happens? They put alcohol there. So you must remember this to keep the body, prevent it from disintegrating, decomposing. In Islam, everything must be done quick. 5, 6, 7 hours it must be done. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the person passed away min as-salihin, is a pious person, take him to a better place. And if the person is not pious and so forth, he was a hypocrite or whatever, but superficially, outwardly Muslim, so get rid of him quickly. What you want to keep him here for? Clear-cut hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. So in Islam, certain things we must make ta'ajil. Ta'ajil means you must make haste. Payment of debts, you must make haste. And amanat somebody gives you, you must make haste. Third one, tawbah, you must make haste. Tawbah means to repent. And going for hajj, man arad al hajja falyata'ajjal, you must make haste. Salat on time, you must make haste. But you don't read salat haphazardly. You must read salat properly, not just up and down. Then you must remember our zakat, see our fasting. People love to keep the fast, 13, 14, 15. Then they massage their ego, I'm very pious. But what about all the qadha fast? So you must remember, so qadha fast takes preference over priority over the sunnat fast and voluntary fast. So all these are issues. Same thing with zakat. All the years we never paid zakat properly. We have to work that out and pay that. Then you worry about your lillah and your charity. So all these places, ta'ajil. Ta'ajil means to make haste, you must remember, and fulfill it properly.
I see Carl says, so why is Saudi Arabia's crimes rate so low, Ustad? Carl.
So you must remember, Saudi Arabia, King Faisal was asked this question. We make dua for him. He was a great leader. I saw him also in 74, there in Makkah, with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. He used to drive a white car. You know, you only had one car. Mm-hmm. Not like these characters today, all these murtads running around and traitors to Islam and so forth, MBS and them. So you must remember, in America, they asked him, that how come your crime rate is so low? He said, because we have the Islamic law. If you commit adultery, death penalty. You steal, we amputate your hand. So just make few people example. Imagine in South Africa we do that. Every day you hear 1 billion gone, 2 billion gone. Yesterday I went to the shop. So to take my wife, she wanted something. So I told her, just go that side with the trolley. I'm coming now. I just want to see the headlines. So first one, I saw 2 billion gone. You must remember that. So you just catch some people who are 100% guilty, amputate their hand. When they commit murder or adultery or they commit irtidad, become murtad, hang them high publicly. You must remember that. And what you do, death penalty. Then you see the crime rate will come down. But your Western system, your secular system of human rights, and in the process demolishing our divine rights, so that has made the world one big prison, you must remember that. And the criminals enjoy it more in jail than in the houses. Why? They get 3 free meals, and they get TV, they get internet. It's like a hot hotel nowadays, you must remember this type of things here. Therefore, your secular system, your capitalistic system, your democratic system is a cursed system as far as Islam goes, and a satanic system, my brother.
Allahu Akbar. One listener says here, is it right to break family ties over money? We want to take my brother to court because we are 7 sisters and 1 brother. He has taken all our parents' inheritance, Ustad.
You must remember your brother, if he stole and usurped, we answer the questions as they are posed to us. If really that happened, the Quran Sharif says, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, chapter 4, verse 14, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ Whosoever disobeys Almighty Allah, this is regarding inheritance, and his messenger, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا And he went beyond the limits. Yea, he enriched himself illegally, ill-gotten gain, that he took all the shares of his sisters and siblings. يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا Allah will dispatch him to Jahannam and the hellfire for very, very, very long time. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ And for him there will be a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. My first advice to you will be, get some elders of the family involved, get some ulama scholars and that to speak to him. If you tell them, go fly a kite and go, don't come trouble me, then go to the lawyers. All of you are entitled to get your share, and remember this. But that does not mean you sever ties completely. Just make salam at least, you must remember that. And you keep the lines of communication open today, tomorrow. Tomorrow night, you know, is big night and auspicious night. So just make salam and say, send him a message. We are your sister. We're making dua that you return our money. And if you're not going to do so, you definitely will pay in this world and in the year after. So that's all you have to do. So you make your salam, and in your salam, you give him the message as well. So maybe tomorrow, big night, he comes to his senses and so forth. But as a last resort, you go to the lawyers, advocates, attorneys, solicitors, procureur, whoever you want to. So you got all that Islamically is 100% justified to do that as well.
I see Jacko. He says that, sir, is dog fights good for dogs to make them stronger, as crime is very high in our area? Jacko, Ustad.
Manier Jacko, Yehov and the Honda. So you must remember that. That was Afrikaans there. Jacko is the Afrikaner boer. So on Spratbiki Afrikaans met die boer. So you must remember that. They love their dogs. No dog fighting, all haram, not permissible in Islam. Islam came with the most humane system, compassionate system. We must have a passion to practice on Islam and practice on it. We have the passion to practice on it with compassion, remember that. Therefore, in Islam, to torture, therefore, stunning of animals are haram. Today, all this, you see the Jewish community. Yeah, we must give the Jewish community, salute them. That the rabbis, when I used to go to the abattoirs and all that, our Mawlana Qasim Sema, rahimahullah, in Newcastle, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus, is to send me here and there in all those areas. So once I met a rabbi there. So I said, Rabbi, very good you here. Let's talk some business. Business, not money, about all these issues. explain to me. He said, we will never allow stunning, you see. So everywhere in the world, as far as possible, they don't allow. They are making sure that they have unstunned animals. Yes, sometimes they can't help it, it's a different law. But generally, they ensure then it's kosher. And it. Our people, that is the aim, is just to make money and so forth and so forth. Whether you put a rooster or you put a booster. So they'll make everything halal. So you must remember this type of thing. So Jaco, you would know that the stunning is ni rechni and dogfight is ni rechni. So Islam don't allow all these things. Yeah, it says all haram and unlawful, not permissible.
But Mulana Arafat, please ask Mufti Saab, when someone passes away and the family are in overseas, then they do the video call of the mayor to start.
All haram, all that. You must remember this type of things. Yeah, today we want to make a mockery. We want to behave like actors and actresses everywhere. Somebody is in Sakarat and now they're videoing. It's all haram, all these things. Yeah, somebody is dying, they're videoing. Somebody passed away, now he's in Dubai, India, Pakistan, New York, London, make video call. So now, you're desecrating, you must remember. You know what Nabi alayhi salam said? Inna Allah yu'adhib, inna Allah yu'adhibu buka'a. So buka'a ahli, inna Allah yu'adhibu al-mayyit bi buka'i ahlihi alayh. Which means that Allah ta'ala will punish the deceased when his family and his heirs and them are crying for him. What it means? When that person, while he was alive, he told them, you must do unda, dandas, haram things and that. You must be the one that you must do this, you must do that, you must do. So see all the haram things we are doing today. If he, the deceased, encourage these things, then he also will be punished. So we must tell our families whilst we are alive, I don't want all these things, and you must ensure you bury me as soon as possible. Show this one, show this one, show this one. So how much are you going to waste time and all? It's not going to help anything. Read Quran Sharif, make dua for the deceased, give out charity for the deceased. What you wasting time in all these haram activities?
I've got Sister Tali Ustad. She says that morning to you, AK. You can go from Cairo to Tel Aviv without ever crossing the Red Sea. Was Moses stupid leading all his people to cross a sea unnecessarily? Tali Ustad.
My sister Tilly, let me tell you a story. That in 1989 was the first time I went to occupied Palestine. That's what we call it, occupied Palestine. We don't recognize the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. Let us be clear on that. And I always had this desire, I must go. So my wife and myself, we couldn't get any airline. You know, they told us we will get Air Sinai and all. There's nothing. But I had a ticket, so they told me, you go with El Al. I said, I got no option. So we went. It was a 45-minute flight and so forth. So remember, I ordered the kosher food, not to eat it. I just wanted to see how they work and so forth. And they brought it in a, you know, green covering. And I read there's something about kosher. I just wanted to see. So they were very strict. And they said that if anything is broken here, you must return it. Then they brought kosher alcohol. You see, this is what makes a joke and a mockery of the whole kosher law and the dietary law of Judaism. Can you believe that kosher alcohol? You ask any jutla, he'll tell you about that. So therefore they go, they astray and they lead others astray. Now you must remember, Sister Tilly, we must understand, I'm giving you from the Islamic perspective, we say the prophets and messengers are selected by Almighty Allah. They are guided by Almighty Allah, which road to take, which route to take, and so forth. So Almighty Allah told Musa alayhi salam, for asri bi ibadi, you must take the people out, the Israelites, at night time, because the Pharaoh and his henchmen and his cronies and comrades are going to have a big jawl, a big party, big wine, dine and swine. So you take them out. But remember, you will be pursued. So when they reached there by the Red Sea and so forth, so then what happened? Almighty Allah wants to show humanity, you can have the biggest tenpot dictator. Their enslavement was not for years and decades, it was for centuries. So now when they reached there, Moses, peace be upon him, he struck the ocean and it became land and sand and they crossed. The Pharaoh and his army pursuing them and they saying that, look at this. So when they came in, then the water met and then they drowned a whole happy lot of them. And see, my sister Tilly, this is what I want you to understand, because sometimes you look at things from a secularist point and a rational point, but remember, Islam is giving you a greater lesson. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةٌ. The same tenpot dictator, the Pharaoh, Almighty Allah has preserved his body. And Almighty Allah has mentioned this in the Noble Quran, chapter 10 and verse number 92. Chapter 10, verse number 92. So whatever they did was under divine instruction. It was not that what you are saying. What you are saying is totally rejected. So every prophet, messenger selected by Allah, not elected by people. You can see what when you vote and you elect people, what you get? You get trapeze artists running the circus. You must remember that. That is what you get. Okay, last question.
I've got a curse quickly, Ustad. He says that why did the United States destroy Libya if Gaddafi was not a bad leader? Chris, we started.
So you must remember, United States are always poking their nose to steal. Now currently, as we speak, they're stealing oil from Syria. Why did they attack Iraq? They wanted the oil reserves. Why did they attack Libya? They want the oil. Why they attacking this country? They want. It's not a holy war, brother. It's a oily war. They are the biggest terrorists. You must remember that. Go study their history. For the past 200 years, and especially the past 50 years, you must remember that you must be very naive to think that United States is there for humanity. They are there for the white hegemony. That is what they stand for. May Almighty Allah guide us all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.